You're listening to Trapeze on stage, and here at Radio Trent we have Dave Holland, the drummer of the band. What's the hardest thing about being the drummer for Trapeze?
That's a good question. I don't know, really. That's a real difficult one. It's
looks very easy.
I suppose it's the same for any drummer, really, that's been with a band, as long as I've been with Trapeze. Mm. With the old numbers, I think it's, that we've been doing for a few years, I think it's trying to keep a sort of, this applies to everybody, not just me, trying to keep a sort of a fresh sound to the old songs, because obviously when you've been playing songs for 4 and 5 years, it don't matter how good they are, you get a bit sick and fed up with them.
Yeah.
The new songs, that's going to be really good. I think the hardest thing really is in the initial stages of, you learn a song and you know it, and you go out and play it, but that's not the end of it. Obviously, it takes several weeks on stage to get those new songs sounding, really tight and like they should sound. Mm. I think that's probably the hardest part. Once you've got that together, it's mainly working with everybody else and getting it sounding tight.
Yeah.
From a musical point of view, that is.
Mel composes most of the songs, doesn't he?
He used to write with his brother Tom.
Mm.
When Glenn was in the band, of course, he used to write on his own as well. So those were the two songwriting factions then.
Mm.
To now, it's Mel, sort of thing, that's been writing all the songs. But then again, of course, this new guy, Pete Golby, he's a tremendous songwriter as well.
Mm.
And he's got some great stuff. So in the future, basically, it's going to be Mel songs and Pete Golby's songs. Mm.
How do you go about putting your drums for the first time to one of his compositions? Does he play a demo tape and you take a demo tape home and try and work the drums around that tape? Or?
No, usually, Mel will write a song and he'll play it to us, maybe at a gig, just the chord sort of thing, say I'm playing around with this idea sort of thing. So by the time it actually comes to sitting down and playing the drums to it, putting the drums to it, I've probably heard it, half a dozen times or so. So I've got a pretty good idea in my mind, of what I should do anyway.
Mm.
So then we usually have a setup rehearsal and, probably depends how many songs we've got to do, one a day, perhaps two a day, something like that,
Have you ever got carried away on stage and missed a visual cue from one of the other members in the group?
Oh, yeah, it happens all the time, yeah.
What happens?
Well, it depends how lucky you are, really. If everything's going well, mistakes like that don't usually matter, because if you're having a bad night sort of thing, or you make a couple of mistakes, somebody else will cover for you.
Mm.
If they're having a bad night as well, that's when it does. It doesn't happen very often, but it has happened a couple of times when you just wish there was a great big hole in a stage that would open up and swallow you, But usually it's pretty. I think it's not a rule, there are exceptions, obviously. But generally speaking, the time that you make mistakes is when you're trying to think about something.
Mm.
Usually you find that on stage when you're playing. I think it applies to everybody in the band. I'm sure it does. It definitely does me. You don't think about what you're doing. You know the song. You play it automatically.
Mm.
You don't actually think about what you're doing. It's when you start thinking about things that you start making mistakes.
Yes, that's perfectly true. Yeah. Okay, let's go back to the concert and hear another number, Way Back to the Bone.